Well, Russ and I are at the Governor's Energy Excellence Award Ceremony being held in the Wharton Center on the MSU campus. The award ceremony recognizes Michigan organizations and individuals for innovative and responsible energy production and use. The ceremony is hosted by the Governor's Energy Excellence Award Steering Committee, which is chaired by Michigan Saves. And with us to provide an overview of the awards and the ceremony is Mary Templeton. She is the Executive Director of Michigan Saves. Mary, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here, Kirk. The Governor's Energy Excellence Award was created to elevate individuals and organizations who are committed to reducing energy waste. And what we want to do is use that example to encourage others to do the same. We focus on energy efficiency because everybody can do it. And quite frankly, everybody really should do it. When we started this whole process 2 years ago, probably even 3 years ago, this is the second annual award, we knew that there were really great stories to tell all over our state where people were acting independently to reduce their energy waste. But the stories just weren't being highlighted. And what we found was really incredible. Michiganders all over the place from every corner of our state, they're wildly creative. They're really, really thoughtful. They're really innovative when it comes to energy efficiency. We were overwhelmed and delighted with the nominations for today's events. We had over 120 nominations from 8 different categories. We distilled that down to the 24 finalists that are here with us today that we're going to honor for today's event.
I've had a chance to see the 24 finalists, and I've had a chance to peruse the statements about them. You mentioned entrepreneurship and innovation, and it cuts across the board, across different categories. Give our listeners some idea of the different kinds of categories that you're making awards in.
Yeah, there are 5 project categories, and that includes commercial projects, agricultural projects, so those are our farmers, residential, so, you know, the homes, the places we live, the places we raise our families, public projects, so public sectors like schools and cities and places like that, and then industrial and manufacturing. And so those are our project categories. And then we also have Contractor of the Year. We have Innovator of the Year, and then we have a Best Educational Program. So those are the ones that are reaching out to people to educate them about energy efficiency.
We're going to feature some of the winners over the next 3 segments. But as you look across the board at the applications, because I know you're chaired the committee, what stood out for you in terms of what you're seeing with respect to commitment to energy conservation and wise use?
Oh, that is such a great question, and there were so many things. What really stood out was that people are doing really deep work, right? So, for example, in someone's home, they're not just replacing their furnace with a high-efficiency furnace. They're doing air sealing. They're doing insulation. They're replacing their windows and their doors. They're doing geothermal systems. Some of them are even getting to the point where they don't use one. Residential homeowner disconnected his gas line because he doesn't use gas anymore, and he powers his home with solar energy, and so he doesn't use any, he has no utility bills, none whatsoever. And before that, he was paying $350 every single year. That's just one example. There are so many examples. People are so innovative and creative. We have farmers that are using really unique strategies that use aqua culture and hydroponics together, and they have absolutely no waste coming out of their fertilization system. It's just really, really amazing.
These are the Governor's Awards, and I think it's good and no better person than you to remind our listeners that as committed as the administration's been to renewable energy, he's also and his team have been committed to the conservation and use. And sometimes the conservation and wise use, those get lost in the shuffle.
You are so right about that. And that is the primary reason why we wanted to hold these awards. We wanted to shine a spotlight on the cleanest energy. And that's the energy that you never, ever use. And that's the invisible stuff, right? Like, nobody can see it. Nobody's going to come to your place of business or your home and say, hey, let me show you this great insulation in my attic, right? So these are the people that are doing the things that really, really contribute to our energy future, and you don't see them. So these awards really shine a spotlight on those.
What's so gratifying for us, Mary, is as we walk around the room and we see a number of the applicants and the finalists, so many of these folks have been on our programs, and we've been equally impressed over the years with the innovation and entrepreneurship. Where can folks go to get more information about not only the process and the nomination process, but to take a check of the winners and the finalists for this year?
We have beautiful photos on the My Energy Excellence website. It's mienergyexcellence.org. And they're gorgeous photos of this year's event, last year's event. All of the finalists and all of the winners will be up there on that website.
Well, I've been talking with Mary Templeton. She is the executive director of Michigan Saves. And Michigan Saves is here, part of hosting of the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. Mary, it's great to be here. Thank you for your hospitality, and we look forward to talking to some of your winners.
Thank you for having us. It's great to have you here.